A major public works project is breaking ground along Seattle's downtown waterfront. Construction crews are beginning the work to replace the city's crumbling seawall. And as KUOW's Deborah Wong reports, waterfront businesses are expecting major disruptions during the 3 years of construction.
Seattle's seawall runs right beneath Alaskan Way. That's the main arterial at the waterfront. So before the seawall can be rebuilt, the city needs to move traffic off the road. Jessica Murphy is project manager for the seawall. She says in about 6 weeks, the city will close down Alaskan Way and reroute traffic onto a new road right beneath the old Alaskan Way viaduct.
So there's a lot that's going to happen in there in the next 6 weeks. We're actually working two shifts, a day and night shift, 6 days a week to get it all done.
Murphy says for the time being, businesses along the waterfront will remain open. But after next summer, about a dozen shops and restaurants have agreed to close when construction is at its peak.
Bummer, huh?
That's Steve Bond, the owner of a gift shop called Happy Salmon on Pier 56.
Well, it's a disruption that we can't avoid. We don't really have a choice other than to deal with it. It's going to be what it's going to be, and we're going to try to hang on and do what we can.
55, 65, 75, 30.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bond says it helps that the city has agreed to pay a total of $15 million in compensation to businesses that are closing. And once the seawall and other improvements are finished, Bond says, the waterfront will be gorgeous. The entire seawall project is scheduled to take about 3 years and cost about $290 million. It was approved by Seattle voters last year. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.